So we see Yaakov before he has to meet Esav. It says that Vayalon Shom Balayla Hu Vayikach Min Ababi Yadu Minchal Esav Achiv. He goes and it describes this huge gift that he's giving to Esav. And then it says he crossed over the river, and then he forgot something. He crossed back over the river, and it says, what did he forget? He lays out little pachim tanim, small cruises. So it says, what was this thing that he forgot? So it says that what it was the shemen, the oil, that was from Noah, that when Noah, after the flood, so he had with him oil plants from prior to the flood. So this oil that was in this pachim tanim, this pach shemen, so that was the oil that eventually was used in the Beis Hamikdash for Hanukkah. In other words, the oil that lasted 8 days, that was from this this pach tana, this small vessel that he had. So you see that Yaakov, in this encounter with that he encountered the Sar Shel Esav, and it says Vivaso Yaakov Vadav Vayik Ishimo Adalos HaShochar. So the encounter was not just that one night that Yaakov was engaging in. This was an encounter of the Jewish people with the anti-Semites throughout the generations. And that's why the significance of Hanukkah, because Hanukkah enabled us, was one of the holiday, an added holiday that enabled us to defeat our and vanquish all of our enemies. So it says Vayarki lo yachalo. So the Sar Shel Esav, the angel of Esav, so he could not defeat Jacob. So to the Yagva Kafi Rechav, take a Kafir Yaakov, Vivavko Imo. In other words, Yaakov was wounded by this encounter, by this fight with this angel. But Yaakov was eventually successful. In other words, he lasted the night with this grisly horror, with this being. And Vayomer Shalcheni Ki Ola Ashochar, Vayomer Lo Shalechacha, Kim Berachtani, I'm not going to set you free till you bless me, said Yaakov to this creature. And so the man, again, this creature blessed Yaakov with a new name. He said, your name will no longer be Yaakov, but Vayomer Yaakov, Vayomer Od Shimcha, Kim Yisrael, Ki Sarisi Malhim, Ve'imanoshim Atucho. So we see that this fight that Yaakov had with this half angel, half human creature, was something that we were successful in. And it says that the fight all night was, he appeared to him as an angel, he appeared to him as a robber, as a terrorist, he appeared to him as a philosopher, he appeared to him as a shepherd, all sorts of different guises. Our enemies has come to us throughout the ages. But in the end, Yaakov was successful, and we also will be successful. And may we do that immediately so that we can prepare ourselves for the ultimate light, the ultimate rekindling of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. Mehri Amenu. Rabbi Chananel Kaiser,